And this is Mike Effner for KNIA KRLS, and we're joined now on today's Lely Radio Sports page by Norwalk junior bowler Julia Pollan. And Julia, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Last year, you made some history, became the first Norwalk girl ever to qualify for the state bowling tournament. You placed 19th in Class 2A with a three-game series of 5-11. What was that whole experience like for you last year, getting to state and being able to compete in Waterloo?
It was so cool being able to make state and making history. I had no idea that I had been like the first girl to qualify from Norwalk. So that was pretty cool. And it was a new experience because no one had qualified for state in Norwalk for the past like however many years, like a bunch. And it was really cool to be around like the best bowlers and get to see people do all their best and show off their talent and try to do my best along with them.
Were you pretty pleased with how you competed up there?
Yeah, I thought so. My high game was like a 192, so that's a pretty good game for me. It's above my average. My goal was to get about a 160 or above each game, and I got a 159 as my lowest game, so that was pretty good. I basically reached my goal. Yeah, I really enjoyed my time there.
Yeah, and you had a teammate along with you. Emerson Fells competed for the boys as well at state.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Emerson did really well. The boys have some really tough competition.
Okay. Well, I think when I talked to you last year, you mentioned that when you first started bowling as a kid, you didn't really care for it that much, but you began to learn the game a little bit more, and now you really love it. When did you really kind of start to have fun with it and figure out you could be pretty good?
Well, my sister was on the bowling team, so I always wanted to, like, be on the bowling team to be like her, you know, grow up like her. And so I did it my freshman year, and then I realized, like, oh, wait, I'm actually pretty good at this. And then I started bowling in the summer and got better on my own and started practicing on my own. And I just have a really strong passion for the sport.
So has bowling kind of been a big thing or activity in your family growing up?
It was just like a fun little leisurely activity we like to do on, like, cold days or rainy days. And I don't know, it's always been, like, a very connective activity through my family.
Who are some of the people along the way who've kind of really helped you to improve and get to the level that you're at now?
Definitely my coaches, obviously, because they taught me how to, like, actually bowl. But, of course, my dad, too. He's a good bowler. I hate to admit it, but he really taught me, like, the basics of the game, and he always pushes me, too.
So what's your dad average out there?
I don't know how he averages. I'm better than him, but... But he's pretty good. He knows how to pick up a spare or two.
Yeah, got some crafty moves there to pick up those splits, yeah. So again, we're talking with Julia Pollan here on our today's Lely Radio Sports Page program. You're right now averaging a 166 on the season, leading the team with that average. Are you pretty happy with that average so far? And, you know, how much higher? I'm sure you'd like to improve it as the season goes on. What would you maybe like to do the rest of the way?
Yeah, so obviously I'm never satisfied. I'm always striving to get a higher score. I actually just got a new ball. It's got some more weight on it, so let's hope that gets me some more pin action. 166 is pretty good, pretty decent. It's higher than I've been in the past, and I don't know, I'd like to get that up to a 170. That'd be pretty nice. By the end of the season would be good.
What do you think is going to be key to that? What's something that in your game right now that you want to improve a little bit?
I got to work on my sevens and 10 pickup, you know, like not the split, just like just the single pin pickup is huge. Spares are the name of the game. So, hitting the 10 pin has been my weakness because that's usually what I leave.
You know, and speaking of improvement, what are some areas or aspects of the game and your abilities that you've improved on since last year that might make you a little bit better down the stretch here this year?
I'm definitely better at hitting my spot, and my strike game is a lot better than it was, which really helps during Baker's games when I anchor, because that usually, I've struck out the 10th frame a couple of times, I think, which is really nice for my team, and it helps during my single games, too, to get, like, doubles and stuff. That's pretty nice.
And now that you're kind of, you know, an upperclassman, you're a junior, do you feel a little more confident out there? You know, maybe don't get as nervous, too, in big meets?
Yeah, I'm usually not pretty nervous going into it because I really just enjoy playing the game. But during my freshman year, my coach stuck me in his anchor, and I was the last person bowling on the lane, and everyone was watching me. So I think he prepared me pretty well for this.
Absolutely. So as far as the team part of the game, you know, you're out there competing in dual meets all the time. You got the Baker Games aspect. How much do you enjoy that team aspect of bowling as well?
Oh, the team part is my favorite part, honestly. We all have so much fun together, and we all just, like, bond during our Baker's Games, and we have our cheers that we do, and we have these strike glasses. If you get a strike, then you get to wear the glasses, and they're a little reward, and you get to wear them, and they're, like, unicorns, so that's a fun thing that we do.
Absolutely, that's awesome. Just one more question for you, Julia. You know, what are some of your individual and team goals the rest of this season?
Individual goal, I'd like to get used to my new ball and hope that gets my average up a little bit. And for a team goal, I would like to see our average Bakers go up. And I just really hope that our three new players, they start to, like, fit in and start learning how to play their best game.
Okay. And have they announced yet where you're going to be bowling for the state qualifying meets?
I'm not sure, actually. Last year it was Newton, I think.
Yeah, I believe so. It seems like you guys bowl really well at Newton. Is that somewhere you'd like to go again?
Oh, I love bowling at Newton, actually. I did a bowling camp down there this summer. That was really nice. I love those lanes.
All right, Julie, anything else to add about your season?
I don't think so. I'm really enjoying my season thus far.
All right, well, that's been Norwalk Junior Julia Pollan on today's Lely Radio Sports page. Julia, good luck the rest of the way.
Thank you.